March 12th, home of Oscar Nicktoons Sr.
When I talked to Bertha, she said that your parents lived at Steamboat.
Yeah.
But in 98 they moved to Alatna. Did you say in 98 they moved to Alatna?
Just before I was born, you know. Mm-hmm.
And when you were you born right here in Alatna?
Yeah, right over there. Uh-huh.
When did they move back to Steamboat?
Quite a while after that.
Were you married then?
Who?
When they moved back?
Not me, no. I was in school yet.
Did you stay here? You went to Steamboat with
Well, they stay up there. I used to come down, live with my neighbors and go to school.
Oh, who did you live with?
Harris Norton, for one.
Harris Norton?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was married to one of my cousins. Oh. So that cousin, while Harry go out to work, I stay home with her, like, give her company, you know. Oh. They had no kid. Mm-hmm. She's lonesome. And besides, somebody have to stay with her. She's a young woman. Just like my big sister, Kitty. They were the same age, you know. Two cousins, and her name was Minnie.
And when did you stop doing that and stay with your parents again?
Well, I stay with somebody else again now. Quite a while later on that. What year could that be? 1913 or something like that. I stayed with Mary Sam and Frank Sam's mother. My uncle go out trap, he'd stay out 5-6 months, you know, all winter. So I stay and help her cut wood. It's my job.
And then spring, when would you join your parents?
In the spring camp.
Spring camp?
Mm-hmm.
Would they come and get you?
They come down here now and then. Mm-hmm. It's little ways. Mm-hmm. Dad come down whenever he got snowshoe built or something.
Mm-hmm. How far is Steamboat from here?
By trail, I don't know how far it could be. Quite a ways by river. Over the portage, not too far, maybe 9 miles, close to, I don't think it's 10, because like Jack House, we make another portage and we call that an 11 mile from here. It's sure 11 mile from over that way. How long did it take her to walk down? Does she know, see?
Long time.
Yeah. 4 or 5 hours, mm-hmm. when I walk fast, you know. But it takes longer than that once. Too soft snow. I was tired too when I get down there. I walked down report caribou. They just came from Arctic.
You would report to the people here?
Yeah, sure, they'll have to get their meat, what they need. Get these leggings for my clucks, you know, skins to make rope and everything. We use it all.
Did you go out to find out where the caribou was?
No, they came already. Because I killed 3 before I come down. And while I was down here, Bertha hauled them up. Even in danger, but I had good leader. She was happy. She was not too old. She was not married anyway. She take her out to camp with her sisters.
She told me one story about you went out hunting trapping for 11 days and they were waiting for you to come back. And Bertha was sure you would come back that night.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about how Elma was crying because she told her, well, if Daddy doesn't come back, you'll have to eat the rabbit guts.
Yeah.
Because she didn't know.
No food.
You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. I tell Mother showed me how to clean rabbit guts to eat, you know. But you have to cook them. Not like ptarmigan and spruce. There's two, we can eat them just that way. But the rabbit is different. It's got more white in it, I guess. Just like some fish. Some fish you can smell more fishy.
People have been telling us that you were a good hunter, and you're still a good hunter. You used to, and now, what kinds of things do you hunt for right now when you go out?
Well, we can hunt for lots of things yet. We can even hunt for bear, deer and den, but we know how to get them. Mm-hmm. As soon as we find them, you know, we call it find. They don't come to us, we come to them. Mm-hmm.
And what have you been hunting for this winter? You, yourself?
I hardly hunt. I did have one trap out, but I didn't get nothing to. Just when I pulled out a while ago, he was here then, looking around for me.
Oh.
I waited a long time all morning. So I thought, while it's warm, I go down and pull that trap out. Mm-hmm. Even if it's not going to catch nothing. It just means I'm trapping yet, you know. He was set. Yeah, we have to pull it out when our season is over.
Mm-hmm. Another time, Bertha was telling me that she was with all the kids. She was taking care of the kids then. She was
yeah.
a girl left. And they were up river, summer camp. And I think you were working that time, I'm not sure. But she said that they were waiting for you and they knew the river was going to freeze up pretty soon. And they loaded up the boat and came down. And somewhere up that way, they saw you walking on the bank.
Yeah.
And you called them over and you said the river was froze up further down.
Yeah.
And they had to stop there. When was that? And where?
1935, I guess. Mm-hmm.
She said that time you had a great big turnip. And she wondered how you had the turnip.
We had a garden.
She said she didn't know how you carried that all the way.
Well, that packet. We could pack it, don't bother us, when we're hunting especially. And I had hip boots on, so I wouldn't get stuck in the creeks. A little bit heavy, but...
Did you have a garden every year?
A little bit, that is, and they can't make them grow, the kids eat them up. All the things left over is lettuce, because they can't eat it all. Carrots, turnip, they never wait for harvest. It's all eaten up. And cabbage is so small. We have to buy ours from store.
And what do you have any questions?
I'd sure like to hear that story that Bertha told from Oscar's side. The one about when they loaded up their boat and came down.
Oh, yeah. Could you tell the story from your side, where you had been that time when Bertha and all the kids loaded up the boat and came down? What had you been doing?
I was working for Jim Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Weisman to the ladder, carrying mail. I was one of his pilot.
So how you would you work until the river would freeze?
Well, just our last trip, yeah. Mm-hmm. October.
Did you start out real early in the morning walking?
From here?
To go up there, to where that summer camp was?
Well, that was second day walking when I met them. First camp, camp at Steamboat, because my parents.
Is that where you met them?
No. Signal. That's quite a ways from here. That's our big fish camp up there.
So you
that's where Stella claiming now. They built igloo. I never looked like this one or not. Come close to it because Sandy say he sees some damn come. He imitate that one. Maybe it'll be better than what Dad had. That's where the igloo start anyway, down that way. I don't know how they start them, they have. Them stone axe them days. How much work they can make igloo. After they get white man axe, they build them a little while. Yeah. Put it on too. Yeah, I'll eat supper yet. That's one of Bertha's. So. They must have killed caribou again when they go out. They tell me it's fat. Let's look at him. Bring it over. It looks frozen. We'll put it out there if it's frozen. Yeah, it's frozen. Fat. Hard. Yeah. You see that stuff up there? No dogs around now. That's what I put it out there for. When I need some frozen, I'll leave it there. Oh, I'll eat caribou heart before I go gamble. I never could win a pot in that bingo. No. No. But it's lots of fun. It's raising money for. They need lots of money now, according to Ron. To go and get basketball. Maybe building and all, I don't know, if we get enough money. They gotta, yeah. They gotta get only so much. State will give them the rest. See?
But that day, let's go on. Do you want something else?
When you said you started out from Steamboat Springs to walk up?
To meet them, yeah.
Did you know they would be coming down?
Well, I tried to meet them. I could tell by the track. No dog track. See? I know they're up there yet.
You thought maybe you would have to walk all the way up.
Way up, yeah.
Yeah, you didn't know they would be coming down.
Otherwise, I would wait in that signal, see? Mm. But as soon as I see it frozen across, I have to really find them.
Yeah,
because they'll need me.
Were you worried when you
saw them? No, I'm not worried. They got the uncle, of course, Dad and Mom up there. Akbik and John Ayers' family. Oh, there's lots of them. The reason why they stayed late is they put, what you call, dam. We call it dam, you know, to hold the fish. That's where they get them big sea fish. And they figure they get enough for the winter now. And they start down and they know slush was started already, slush ice, you know.
How many cabins have you built?
Let's see, there's two standing up there. And I built two times down there.
And how many here?
Two.
This one?
This kind. one like this, that one up there, you see.
You knocked that one down?
Yeah, because bank started taking them. Oh. Next time I built up here. One before this peak though. Wallace helped me though, right there. That first one I built myself. Mm-hmm. Except my wife helped me once in a while.
Yeah, Bertha remembered that cabin that she talked about, the floor and the stove you had. She said you bought a nice stove.
The stove is back there, mm-hmm. Good cook stove. She remembered that, see?
Yeah.
That's the first one around for on younger people, anyway.
She thought that you got that stove with your trapping money?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's when she was saying you were a good trapper.
Yeah. Well, that time pelts didn't go down yet. That's before Second World War. See? First World War spoiled us. First. For a way down. That's when the Russians got too many dogs. They take fox place with them dog skin. So they buy from Russian.
How old were you when you built this cabin?
Not this one, the one before this.
One this
one, Jimmy built it while I was a barrel. 63 or 4, I think, right there. They should mark it.
They should carve it.
Yeah, they should mark it. But I think it's 3 or 4. Because I come back 65, I quit my work then.
How do you like living in a log house or a plywood house?
No, I'd rather have this instead of plywood. Plywood.
Why?
The air is different. You go up there, you'll find out. You can run up there, Clary up there. Maybe she got fire. Yeah.
What is the difference to you? Huh? I like this kind better too, you know.
Yeah.
But I just want to know what the difference is to you.
No, the air is different between two.
What is the difference?
The air.
With the air.
Well, plywood, I think, got tight. The dish got lots of air. That's why we try to freeze when wind blow. You remember? And come right through. Next year will be different. I think my application passed. I got insulation for between the logs, a new roof, new floor, new window. Then you'll come back, eh?
If the air is still good,
no, it'll be good.
Don't make it too tight.
No, it won't be too tight. The windows, you can open them just like in school. That's where it'll be. There's some downtown, but they don't open the window yet. You know.
Okay, that's all the questions we have. So, do you have... You want to continue with your story or any other? You have any special stories that you'd like to have in the book about you?
You guys got all the wood you need.
Well, they got pretty near all what, how we make living out of this. Answering questions anyway. That's better than fairy tale stories. Like that one I tell you about, that rustler, you know.
Yeah.
There's no more people like that. they will go out, test their what skills they can do right now. They got nothing, maybe to go smoke marijuana, that's all. Yeah. Drink beer or something. They won't go play. Unless they get this basketball thing, they'll get active then, you see. If another team comes, they'll play against them then. Like when we have 4th of July races. The shoes always beat them. They're tougher.
Why do you think they're tougher?
They eat better, I guess. Or stay sober. One of the two.
What kind of advice would you give young kids today? Like 10, 11, 12 year olds. What things do you think they should learn? And how do you think they should live to have a good life?
I don't know. I should go listen to these teachers, see? Us, in our time at that age, we got mission school. We learned more about Bible than the language. See, that's how my parents always take me away after New Year. So I learned how to hunt and travel.
Well, you've lived a long life and you've done real good. You've learned a lot. So I think you know a lot about life and what kinds of things do you think that kids should know to help them?
Yeah. Maybe. That's one thing, but their life changed. Mm-hmm. See, this war is steady out. They listen to the radio, if they do. And more accident with these airplanes. You heard this 2 more men died just a few days? And besides, they were strikers, wing pilots. They should never fall around like that.
Oscar, if you had the choice to go wherever you wanted to go, I mean, anywhere in the world, where would you want to go to most?
To do what?
Oh, just to visit.
Oh, visit people? Or just
to have a good time. Just any place you want.
I would go up. Head of a Latin. That's where there's lots of sheep and lots of other animals to trap. I don't know if there's trappers up there now or not. We got people up there trying to make a living in Kutuk, you know. When he started starving, he'd go out, fight fire, get enough money, go back for all winter again. When Sanderson was here, I always know. I forget that I could get it from Ron, that pilot of bells. When them fellas need help, they call, you know. They check certain time. When they see mark, they just land. But in a way, they always go up with some food. Next month, that's when if he's up there, his name is Jim. If he's up there, he would walk in again to battles. See? This dog racer over Fairbank. He got one of his daughters up there with him. How many years? But I hear she come back to school, go to college now, that woman. The first one was too good woman. She had to quit on account of baby. But the second one is, you know, she know or something. Or else she's barren. This one is in school now.
Oscar, what do you think is, what do you feel is the best thing you've ever done? You know, what was it that you feel good about, you feel proud of, that you've done?
I'm very well. Good. You could see by my descendants. Yeah. No matter we're not rich, we live happy. But all my kids learn how to work, see? That's what their descendants have to follow their parents. They're not going to get it from me, that's from their parents. Like right there, he hunted me. He knew I got to eat fresh meat. That's why I bring that. Not for one or two meals, that's all I need, you know.
Did he get that meat? What is his name?
It's that guy that quit high school over 10. It looked like him.
One of Bertha's
sons? Yeah. I had Sandy bring him in last week. He could discuss it at that school, maybe. And he rather hunt. That's why Johnson had to take him out. Clyde, eh?
Took him out this morning.
Nakhrami. I call him Nakhrami, yeah. My nephew, an October named Clyde. And right now, Johnson and the big old Nakhrami. I think he got Indian name. But that's Eskimo name I give him. That's all. Nakhrami from the north, pass, divide or pass. That's Nakhrak on us.
Divides what?
Yeah. Or pass, you know, an October pass. That's where that guy lived, right? Hugo.
The other day you were telling me before there was only Alakakit, and then later there was Alatna. And you said, you were telling me what the name Alakakit means? Okay. I want to check that I understand right, that Alakakit is where the two rivers meet?
Yeah, that's where Alatna come out to Kaikuk.
Mm-hmm. And what does the name Alatna mean?
Alatna is Alatna.
The river?
In Eskimo.
In Eskimo. Yeah. What does that mean in English?
Well, in English? English call it Alatna.
Same thing, okay.
Alasuk, Alasuk is that river. See?
What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you? Can you think of something? The funniest thing that make you laugh real hard?
Well, I wouldn't know. I don't know if I ever laughed much, except drinking beer. Lots of jokes come out then.
I look back and I see some old pictures. Everyone, you're laughing.
Yeah, the pictures, you're smiling.
Yeah.
You see, I'm not cranky, man, if that's what you want meaning. Mm-hmm. That's why I got my descendants grew up. All the others, they die off all the time. Like Frank, how much he lose. Johnny Edward.
And have a good life. Yeah. Did you tell your children that? Did you tell your children that? The same things your mother teach you? Do you teach your children?
Yeah, to my children. Mm-hmm. And they were big enough when she was still alive. She talked to them, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Your children said that you never spanked them. Says you never.
I don't school them even.
But they said they listened to you.
Well, they have to. Yeah. In our early school, you know, I don't get whipped. Because that first teacher told me he would be a good student. That's why she called me Oscar, her brother's name. Then when we come to mission school, Deacon Scott would come in once in a while and help this young teacher, see? Anybody naughty, she got a little ruler, 12-inch ruler. Somebody go and get whipping.
You ever get whipping?
Who?
You.
No.
You're always good.
Somebody else gets whipping. We don't like it. I don't like it anyway. And these guys just done it on purpose. They really go and get whipped. They don't get whipped all the time, you know. Just to test them, I guess.
Do you want to continue with?
Yeah, we never go on sheep yet. Mm-hmm. We were down the river yet too. Frank Tabak, David Tabak, and me coming back from Jimmy Tabak, the guy that watched the cache 25 miles down. I forget to ask Kitty what they call that place. Nonchichiatsin, I think. That's native name. Kitty got fish camp in there now. So she tried to hang on to it. It's land claim. Yeah. Last time I was, I told you we come to Canyon now. But it's early in the morning, you know. But this fish camp was dummy. But Mariah could hear, you see. You see her playing that bluff. She go out and start a holler. She, Honey, we understand that. That means come. She gonna cook for us, cook fish. Could we accept plenty? Because we got the white food already on Jimmy's cash, you know. Steamer Reliance cash. Yeah, after we eat in there, she let us sleep a little while, not too much. Then we start again. It's quite a wise. But you see, I can't remember till we come to Bluff down here, which we call Ida Bluff, 3 miles down. And here was old Tobak waiting for us. He said he was going to walk down somewhere, but he see us coming. So he wait. He said, we got to get back home. We need that boat to go up sheep hunting. That's in the month of July. I wouldn't know what date. Quite early. About middle anyway. Because according to ducks, you know. Young ducks was too small yet. when we get to blackjack. Now, when we get home, we didn't stay very long. One night or two nights. Then we start up with that boat. Dad and me, we take one dog. We borrow some Pudu. Greek dog. He know how to pack dog, pack saddle, you know. And besides, Dad was company for me. I thought I'd go and stay with them. Tobacco, you know. But no, you see, we'll split after we get so far. You see. That's why he borrowed that dog. Funny name, Dudu. Yeah, whether it was caribou or not, it's white man dog, you see. Kind, he wouldn't bite me. First day we camp in this Puddle Rock. Next day we camp in Little Buff Blackjack. Third day we camp Little Buff. Almost there, got long run that one. From there, let's see how far we go. Oh, Colder, that's not a long run. Good 100 miles from here now. Almost. Yeah, 100 miles. Because Prospectors call Rocky Bottom 110 river miles, you know, from the mouth. And that 1910 surveyors, every mile they mark it on a tree. We learned enough already to look. And besides that, I gotta tell you about these prospectors. There was 5 men start up as soon as they get food enough. They start ahead of us, see? 2 boats. 5 men. Just don't go and prospect mining muddy. Just time of the horse locate that. No food to mine it. There was lots in there. I don't know how many of them. First strike, around 1907 maybe. Lots of white people. That's where maybe probably that man came to us that one time, you know. I've seen Alex. Sometime one day. Very few men or white people stay partner the whole summer. Always break up. So when we went up, we find fired Rock Rabbit City, you know. It's forest fire. Then we'll talk, think them white men done it. When we get up to Muddy, they ask him, no. Nelson, their boss, said no. He said, every camp they have, they carry water to their fire. It's the thunder done that, you know. Like right now we find out we got forest fire. Thunder done it. To box out them fellas said it. He was stingy of that country. And besides, 5 people from across there go with canoe to ahead of us too, you know. Good thing one of them, George Butler, he been in school. She leaves note every once in a while for us. First note he left was at Malamute. She said, right there they killed 13 goose. Some young goose and mothers, big ones, you know. Because they can't take much grub with that canoe. But they take birch bark canoe. That's the way they grow up. They don't line them. Two little pole like this. Paddle across. Then second note we come to is Rabbit City. And they hang bearskin in there. George Wright in there, they kill bear in there and eat good. They can't leave nothing. They didn't know if we're coming yet or not. They knew we're gonna come, you know. When we come to this muddy, they say we'll get off here and we'll make porridge. After we find sheep, kill sheep, we'll pack out the best creek. We'll drive home. Well, this one, we pass this mining camp now. And when we pass the I walk in water this much. Instead of go over the hills, you know, follow the creek up. The miners had good trail, but they had hip boots, you see. And before that, I don't know, this is 1912, 4, 5, 6 years before that, that creek was full of people. Dad told me we were camping there once. He said, you, right here was full of tent all the way up to over there, he said. The prospectors. But somehow another high water drove them back. But these fellas, these are what we pass right now, you know. In 1912, these fellas, they work it during the summer. Because next time I go up there, we'll find where they clean up like this, you know. And big sluice boxes right there. I wouldn't know how it set myself. But Frank, now he's been working down Kobuk Mine. Not me, except in what I see up this way, you know. But I was too small to figure out they done it, you know. But this is big enough right there now. Having hunt sheep now. So from Muddy Creek, father take me over to another creek, what we call Bingilook. But still no sheep. We go up ahead of that. He said, we'll go over Kuto. Next time we go over, it'll go on, there's nothing. Because I walk out. But then he said, hey, here's sheep tracks. He'll go on. And he looks at it. Look like this morning. He said, well, leave stuff right there, leave the dog too. He looked first, and he'd take me up. Pretty soon, we go so far, he spot the way up there. He said, now we have to walk fast, he said. Walk fast, go up another knoll. Take me on the other side. Before we come over, it moss, dried moss, crumpled it, rolled it up. See, we got Goodwin. He tested the wind right there. When we get over, look around, sneak and sneak. Then he tell me, come. See, when I shoot, you shoot. I was right by him. When I looked, three sheep was eating right there. Three. When he shot, I shot. The two sheep dropped, but they like one. But he was so quick that third shot, another sheep.
So that was the first time you hunted
sheep? First time I see sheep, first time I hunt for anything besides rabbits and things.
You were good shot the first time.
Yeah, because my uncle gave me a rifle. This rifle is 38-55. It's got big slugs. Big around in these 30-06. Long. But blunt point, you know. It's not sharp. But it was good shooting. Because that miner, he don't threw it around, I don't think. He brought it in when he come in from outside, 98. Then probably their shells were that old. But they could kill. He gave me 11 shot, you see. That's what I hunted with. I just used one right there. One sheep.
What happened after your 11 shots were gone?
I don't know what I did with that 10. That's what I can't figure. Because I didn't shoot no game after that no more. Until I started to get 30-30 myself. That would be two years after that.
How'd you get that gun?
I earned it. Working.
Was that when you were working in Bettles?
Yeah.
And you saved your money to buy a gun?
Because my earning, I don't wish it yet at that time. Till not too long ago, I don't waste my earning. Since I started to drink beer, I waste them.
When did you start to drink beer?
Quite a while ago. When was that? When that provision opened, 1933? 32 or 33? When we finally get Democrat up there. After First World War.
So during...
They closed it in 1917, they closed it, see? Mm-hmm. Marshall up there, just chopped all that whiskey up.
What kind of things were... Did you hear of people drinking during Prohibition? Or making... Or homebrew?
Yeah, that's quite a while after that.
Mm-hmm. So you go back to the sheep then, after you shot the sheep.
We don't drink much, even when we make homebrew. Can't afford it. Mm-hmm. But we know the experienced guys make it. When we go up to battles, there's beer in their bottles, you know. You go up to Weizmann, you'll find the same thing. In 1927, when I get to Ninana, same thing over there. One bowl is enough. It's strong, or we don't know how to take it, or I don't know. But it's strong. Right now we can go through how many cases and we want some more yet. What is it now by percentage? 11?
No.
Or 2?
3, 2, 6.
Yeah.
Strong as 6.
In the early days, they tell me it's 11%.
Yeah.
I believe it because it's strong.
Still,
we don't take whole case to get drunk. Right now, one case just want us to make drink some more. Yeah. He'll pass by through you fast anyway. Now we can, these 3 sheep that he cut them up and he said, nothing gonna eat you cats. He gonna sell me. He leave it open. He put the skin hides, not hide out, but fur out. But he put that little horn on top. He said this one, crow, eagle will be afraid of it. Then it's going to touch it. Tomorrow we'll pack it down, he said. He take, I don't know how much grub, because dog and 2 of us got to eat. He eats some right there. He give me a little bit, not much. He said, first time you're going to eat too much, you'll get sick. It's freezable, he said. Air was getting cold already. But after he boiled, he give me lots of broth and cooked ribs. That's where I would go right now when you ask me. Next day we pack it down. Dog could pack more than me. Dad pack easy. Take everything. Only thing I packed the most was 2 head, I guess. Little back there. No gun no more. He said, I don't need gun. After he dried them, we started back out. Come to another fork of Kutuk. I said, look. He said, yeah. The Agabasin go back already. We see their track. And every time, side tail or bank, where they lay, they leave sheep fur. They say they got good load. He could tell by the track anyway. He got good load, he said. For 1 or 2 days, we trip, double trip, back and forth, you know. And pretty soon, ground get better, he said, good from here. He put more pack on me and dog, and him you can't lift his pack. Which that with 1 load. We camp 1 more time, I think, till we find almost out Kutuk. Prosper, their house we come to. Man by the name Jordan Mantle. You know. Just like that Tommy D. Rat, you know. This is Jordan Mantle. D between 2 names. When we come in this house, he say, foggy, lift up in the morning, we're going to look into Slow Hill. I don't know what. Maybe he see China, which I never noticed. Next day we was going back out to the river, he said, no. He look up, he said, look up there. I see dark thing moving around. He said, we'll go get him. That's where he test the wind again. This time he used leaves. Leaves fall already. He said, we got good wind. Next time we come out, that bear was about 50 feet from us. He shot, he just dropped like that. We come to him, he knows he's not gonna get up, but he said, shoot him right there. He said, someday you'll find big one. Even he dropped like that, you have to shoot him again, he said, before he get up. That's where that another shot go now. Of my level shot, you know. Now that's the time he leave, he could pack it all, but he leave it on purpose. He's training me, you see. So next, that evening, he packed the skin and head quite a bit. He figured how much I can pack and that dog. Next morning he said, you and the dog go get him. See, I'm scared, but I have to go. This dog will tell me if something wrong, he said. When I get up there, I tell him, dude, he lay down. He's tall, you know. He lay down. I tell you that pack sack, the way Dad tell me. That dog weight. Now put my, what I gonna pack. I don't know what kind of sack I had. I put it in that one, you know. Funny pack for me from that other one. The dry meat. When we get back down there, that skin all scraped, and he had that head cook. That's what he'd bring it down for, yes. And he'd say, he'd tell me right there, before you hunt again, you're supposed to eat this one, the head, and clean the skin. Skin could be sold yet that time, or any time for a long time. Down the coast, they'll buy it for the door, Igloo Star, you know. That's the way Igloo have bearskin doors. Dude and me stay out quite a while. He said, he started to get worried, and he go out and look. He said, we're coming. He could see us, you know, way up there. We're coming, so he wait. As soon as I come to eat, hang all that meat up, drain the blood, he say. Little way to where we're going to build raft. We get different diet right there. No more sheep meat, we start to eat bear meat next, which was real good. A while back, while we was going up, you know, they kill a moose, and we hang it up. I said, it'll be nothing left when we go back. You know, they got certain way to leave grub. So it'll stay there till they come, you see. So Dad and me, the first one, go down, we land out in Mud Beach. And Dad and me say, we're just going to look at them. We got the grub, he say. But we know my graph yet. So we went out, we double tripped. About 2 miles, you know, from Minalatna to that cabin. That's the way that Jordan Mantle built it, off from the Alatna. Of course, he claimed that country for how many years? Since I started to know, I see. He go up every fall with boats, you know. He goes so far, that's all. Wait for freedom. He have to get up there now before sheep start to run. Then he shoot that many he gonna use for all winter while they're fat. Yeah. So when we get out to the great thing, we can build rafts, you know. But he put our cast weight on. He said, we're going to cut up there. He figured how much to drift to land. Then when we could cross, he take off his clothes and he grabbed me and